and you're listening to the Texas Standard. I have to tell you that the day I renewed my driver's license was horrible. There were long lines outside DPS and kids crying in the heat. And I was not at a DPS mega center, so I'll grant you that. The experience there is supposed to be much better. But Samantha Gross, a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, has found people in those DPS mega centers who have waited in line for up to 8 hours. Samantha is here to tell us more. Samantha, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Joy.
So tell me a little bit about this. Remind us. Background. What are the DPS megacenters supposed to do?
Yeah, so these DPS megacenters were first funded during the 2011 legislative session. $63 million was approved then to build originally 6 megacenters and hire 266 employees to open it up to serve many more customers. And when the funds were first approved, DPS said that wait times would be cut to about 30 minutes or less.
I believe Texas was trying to follow the Indiana model, and that was like an award-winning model, right?
That is correct, yeah. Well, but this isn't just unique to Indiana and Texas. These mega centers have kind of been opening up across the country too, to serve more customers.
That's right. So what are some of the things that are going wrong?
The main thing that people have complained about are the wait times, and particularly here in Texas, the website that isn't the most user-friendly to renew or do other services online through the DPS online portal. So I think that if there was a better way to do these things online, people would have a quicker experience and maybe not have to come out and sit in these long lines and wait to be served in person.
And you know, another thing that I am always reminded of is that, you know, Texas is a state where not everyone has internet access. And when people hail that as the solution, there's that challenge and others as well.
Right, absolutely. A lot of people that I talked to in line did say that, you know, sometimes they don't have the best Wi-Fi at home, they don't have access to a computer, and so it is tricky. But, you know, even those people who do have computers and smartphones that are trying to do this online, the website isn't the most user-friendly, as
That's
I
right.
said. And in order to get in line online, which they also say would save time to come into these mega centers, a lot of times you have to do it the morning of, and those spots go pretty quick.
So you're reporting 8 hours, people waiting in line for 8 hours. That's a full day.
Yeah, 8 hours was the longest I had heard, but I actually received an email from a reader who said she waited about 9.5 hours
Oh, God.
The last time she went to a mega center. It was actually the same one in Carrollton.
So the readers are responding, listeners are going to respond as well, but what is DPS saying about this?
So I visited a center last Friday, and shortly after I had spoken with a DPS spokesman, Lonnie Haschel, who sent me a statement basically saying that the agency is planning to discuss staffing and facility concerns with the state legislature this session, which begins in January. So they seem to be aware of these issues.
I guess we'll have to wait for the legislature to be in session. But in the meantime, what are some recommendations for people who need to go to DPS in the near future?
You know, DPS has kind of recommended that people check the online portals first to see if they're eligible to renew online. Generally, if you need to renew a license, if you didn't renew it online the last time you did it, you can log on and do it that way. Mondays and Fridays tend to be the busiest time. So if you have to go in person, they recommend that you go in the middle of the week. But that being said, summer is the busiest time in general. It'll be busier than, you know, the fall.
Samantha Gross is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Her latest is on people waiting in line for up to 8 hours, and now we know even longer. Samantha, thank you so much.
Thank you.